Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. Roger was born in 1933 at Carson, North Dakota. He now lives in New Salem, North Dakota, at the Elmcrest Manor. To call him an institution in those communities doesn't really do him justice. As his close friend Charlie says,
he did everything. I mean, my God, he was Mr. Handyman. He was at our farm. He was at St. Gertrude. Everywhere we'd go at a cafe, he'd be there. And he liked to support everybody. I mean, Roger was the man because he could dot every I, he could cross every T. And that's why I really, really, really enjoyed him as much as I did. And I still do. He's done it all.
Roger had and has what one might call a unique skill set, most of it self-taught. But to call him an autodidact doesn't quite cover it. His philosophy came from his father.
I tell you what, my dad would tell me, he'd remind me. He said, Roger, anything man-made, man can fix. And I done it most of the time.
Those who know Roger talk about his legendary repair skills with a combination of reverence and awe. It's as if no one told him he couldn't do it, so he just did it. For example, when he was a young man, television was a pretty new gadget and not a real reliable one. Early sets often required repair. So when Roger took his mother's cream into town for sale, he expanded his skills.
I sat in the back of the cream station and worked on black and white TVs. I made them work. I had schematics, you know, it was a Philco or a Motorola or whatever, and I just made them work.
Necessity probably led Roger to developing his talents. If a piece of farm equipment broke down, calling for a repairman wasn't really an option. So Roger fixed it.
I even overhauled the fuel pump on my diesel tractor. I went to Bismarck and got a book for that fuel pump, and I took that pump apart and repaired the spring that was broke in it, put it back together, and got on it and drove it.
One has to wonder where these special talents come from. And although Roger doesn't make the connection, something happened to him when he was just a toddler.
I was about 4 years old, I suppose. And my dad and I were on a wagon loaded with hay, and it started sprinkling. And Dad put the horses on the gallop to get home, and I got it. You know, the lightning struck. Ever since then, my metabolism or whatever is kind of goofed up because I can put a compass in my hand and it'll always point at me. The same way with the speedometer, I can take my finger and bring that needle up. I can't carry these old dollar pocket watches. I carry that, and by the time I get to that door, it'll stop because of some magnetism, you know. It'll never start anywhere.
But perhaps Roger's most unusual skill is locating unmarked graves.
As they call it, witching, I guess, huh? And I use anything, welding rods or a wrecking bar or crowbar or anything to find an unmarked grave. The wires will cross when I come over the grave, and then when I'm done with it, they open again after I walked over the grave or whatever. I even with a carpenter's plumb bob, I can sex a grave to tell whether it's a male or a female. It can even be cremated. A lot of people doubt me, you know, and everything, but this gentleman, he believes it.
Not everybody can do it, though. This guy's an expert. He taught me how. Roger can do this.
Yeah, I'm full of magnetism or whatever.
Produced in partnership with Elmcrest Manor in New Salem, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.